You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have no time to waste, so let's jump right in. The United States is in trouble, and Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of Defense, knows that we are in deep trouble. There are reports from the CSIS that in our Iran war, we have used up one-third to one-half of the United States precision weapon stockpiles or interceptor missile stockpiles. We have depleted our military stockpiles so much so that China understands it is now gaining an edge, not only militarily, but in multiple other fields. We just got a new Washington Post article that is titled, China Gains a Major Edge on the United States Amidst the Iran War, Intelligence Report Finds. This is not anti-American propaganda, as Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump would call it. This is an intelligence report coming from Donald Trump's own administration that Pete Hegseth has certainly read and that Pete Hegseth was certainly internalizing as they were heading to China. Pete Hegseth is not very bright, but he understands when they're in trouble, and right now they're in trouble. So there is a viral clip floating around the internet that I want to show you of Pete Hegseth shaking hands with Xi Jinping. In this video, Pete Hegseth is kind of awkward in his mannerisms. It's like he's trying to play tough guy. He knows the cameras are on. He's trying to stay stone cold, like he knows what Xi Jinping is up to. He's not falling for the ruse, right? And we now know that the reason why Pete Hegseth is so stone cold in this video is because China is gaining a major edge on the United States. A confidential assessment, not made by some liberals, but a confidential assessment circulating among Donald Trump's administration from his own intelligence agencies, shows a shift in several key areas that we'll get into in just one moment. This is all rather important at a time when the United States is depleting our own stockpiles, ruining our own standing on the global stage. I pointed out in my last video that Napoleon has a quote, "Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake." And Xi Jinping is very likely carrying that quote in his mind as he thinks about the Iran war. The Iran war, yes, does hurt China for oil reasons, but they get more of a return watching Donald Trump flail on the global stage, and every single missile that we use up and waste on this failing war will then in turn be one less missile that China has to worry about if they begin to invade Taiwan or want freedom of action in any military sense. It's also worth pointing out, as I play the first version of this clip of Xi Jinping shaking hands, that Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump are asking for a $1.5 trillion military budget. They are asking for a 60% increase in our military budget. I want to show you very quickly on screen Pete Hegseth standing there trying to stay stone cold and trying to act tough as Xi Jinping comes up, because Pete Hegseth knows the reality of the game right now, but he just doesn't know what to do about it. The United States is asking for a 60% increase in our military budget so we can replace the missiles that have gone towards our failing war with Iran. Lord have mercy. And by the way, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I want you to pay attention to Pete Hegseth. You see Scott Bessent, Marco Rubio shaking hands with Xi Jinping. He goes from Marco over to Scott Bessent. Pete Hegseth acting kind of awkward. Watch this. Trying to act stone cold. We then have Stephen Miller coming up next. I mean, this is just a... This is absurd. We have another angle right here. And look at the MAGA accounts fell for it. This account named Eric Doherty is like a MAGA stooge online. He said, just now, one by one, President Xi shakes hands. Secretary of War Hegseth is stone cold. Dude, He's probably stone cold because he had too much to drink on the way over. He's probably stone cold because he has no clue what to do about the impending military catastrophe. He's probably stone cold because the failing Iran war is on the top of his mind. Donald Trump's thinking about the ballroom. Marco Rubio's thinking about how he can swipe J.D. Vance's spot in the next election cycle. And Stephen Miller is thinking about how much he hates brown people. None of these people are actually thinking strategically about our country, and we know this for a fact. Let's watch this clip from another angle. And then in one moment, we'll actually read the intelligence report. Pete Hegseth standing there, quite awkwardly. Xi Jinping walks up, shakes everyone's hand. And as this is happening, we have intelligence reports showing that the United States is falling behind. A confidential U.S. intelligence analysis details how China is exploiting the war in Iran. This is important. To maximize its advantage over the United States across military, economic, and diplomatic and other fields, said two U.S. officials who have read this report. The assessment, the officials said, was produced this week for the airman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, and has raised alarm within the Pentagon about the high-stakes geopolitical costs of Washington's standoff with Tehran. Produced by the Joint Staff's Intelligence Directorate, the report uses what's known as a dime framework to assess China's response to the Iran conflict: diplomatic, informational, military, and economic. When talking about the findings, which had not previously been reported on, we learned that they are gaining an edge in all of those things. Oh, this article even points out the war has drained the U.S. of massive stocks of munitions that would be critical in a potential standoff with China over the fate of Taiwan. Every single missile that we use on this conflict is one less missile that China has to worry about if they want freedom of military action in the future. This is a disaster. This is a catastrophe. And what is our Secretary of Defense, or as they say, Secretary of War, posting about? Like random informational videos. I don't even want to call it informational. Like these videos make you dumber. But random videos trying to defend the $1.5 trillion military budget. Are we joking here? We were promised from the Trump campaign that we would have no new wars, less inflation, zero inflation actually, and that the deficit would be reduced, or that DOGE would cut out all of this fraud from the government. Now they're asking for a 60% increase in the military budget because why? Because they wasted all of our missiles over in Iran? Because we don't actually have any coherent strategy long term. Let me just play a second of this propaganda.
We remain the strongest military power on Earth, but that power...
Wait, why is he standing so awkwardly? Look at this. Why is he standing like this? This is not how anybody stands. It looks like he has like shoulder pads on.
...is not in decline. We remain the strongest military power on Earth, but that power requires renewal. And with global threats that are constantly evolving, it's time to make a $1.5 trillion investment.
Oh my God, this is the worst video I've ever seen. Look at this. Look at, he thinks that having a board behind him with an up arrow is sophisticated enough to make this pitch. Global threats with an up arrow. Dog, does he think we're all kindergartners? Maybe this worked to get you elected, but the American people are waking up to your con. Again, Pete Hegseth is acting so awkward on this because he understands what's actually happening. Read this. Since the Iran war began in late February, the United States has burned through around 1,100 of its long-range stealth cruise missiles built for a war with China, close to the number remaining in the U.S. stockpile. So that's about 50%. And this was written a few weeks ago. The military has fired off more than 1,000 Tomahawk cruise missiles, roughly 10 times the number it currently buys each year. The Pentagon used more than 1,200 Patriot interceptor missiles in the war at more than $4 million a pop. And more than 1,000 precision strike and attackums ground-based missiles, leaving inventories worrisomely low, according to internal Defense Department estimates. And Trump is over in China, messing around, acting like he's making any sort of progress as the United States is getting less safe. In the name of making America more safe on the global stage, Trump has only weakened us, weakened the economy, and weakened our military. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these firm, affirmative videos with facts, 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 debunking their lies, make sure you drop a like below. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.